As promised, we have got joining us right now Professor Peter Newman, John Curtin's Distinguished Professor of the Curtin Research Institute, Curtin University Sustainability and Policy Institute. And he's always got some, well, sometimes good, sometimes bad news, but today good news. He tells us that Kwinana could become a global net zero leader. That sounds interesting, Peter. Good afternoon.
G'day.
G'day. Who would have thought? How about this? Kwinana Fremantle Corridor, a potential national and global leader in net zero. Why is so? Why is it so?
Well, the why is pretty clear that everything has to go net zero, and we're committed to it as a country and as a state, and all the industries are now committed to it as well. All the local governments have been asked to work out how to do it, and the industries are trying to do it so that they can get contracts overseas and so on, and export products that are net zero, because that's the way they get their money.
Well, so very, very
true. Finance is driving all this now.
I was about to say that's a great incentive, isn't it? That little bit of pressure does work in all sorts of fields. So what are the specific projects that could contribute to this, Peter?
Yeah, look, I think the whole corridor is working on this, and one of the things that I've been suggesting in a number of forums, public and private, is to get an integrated approach. So the whole group of activities, see, the whole port is shifting. A new port's being built. They want to be net zero. The old port is being redeveloped for urban development with 20,000 extra people in Fremantle.
Oh.
Because there's a huge
didn't
space.
Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, look, it's huge. It's three times the size of the CBD, the area that's going to be vacated and made available for urban development.
Oh, that's huge.
And so there's a thing called Future Fremantle going around town, which is setting out how to do it. And you can go to the website and see lots of pictures of what people are saying and expecting. But they all want to be net zero, and they to do the buildings and the transport and all the infrastructure that way. And if you see them all lined up, and then you get down to the Kwinana industries themselves, they've been talking about this for 10 years because many of them are wanting to export products that they can say are significantly better on the world market because they have renewable energy forming them and this sort of thing. And there are people down there who have been studying this and working on it for some time. So get them all together, I reckon, and start to look at how you can get a strategic way forward that'll show how they help each other. Why not get the people who are making boats down there to make electric ferries that can be easily plugged into our system and the solar systems so that they're net zero, and we can export net zero ferries around the world, and that's something that ought to be helped by the whole group down there working on this and getting the state government to assist in replacing the old ferries in Perth with new electric net zero ferries here. That's the kind of thing that can be talked through and worked on. But each of the businesses down there are interested in being part of all that sort of discussion.
Like you were saying earlier, it's been 10 years getting to this particular point. How much longer do you think? This is really exciting, Peter. It's fantastic to know all of this. But how much longer do you think it could become a reality?
Well, I can't believe how quickly it's all going. That's the thing for me, as being an old academic who's been waving the flag of these kind of decarbonising the world for some time, 15 years in the IPCC trying desperately to alert people to the problem. But now that finance is backing it up, it's happening very quickly.
Yeah.
There are people saying that we are likely to be almost 100% in renewables in Western Australia by 2030, which is just around the corner, and once you getting to that point, so many other things can follow. But the industries themselves that have their own power, they're using a lot of gas, for example, in their processes. That's going to take a bit longer because, hydrogen is a bit more expensive. But the solar and batteries and electric vehicles, they're just taking off. They are so cheap now compared to anything else.
Is the rest of the world looking at this happening over here, do you think? Are we leading the way a little bit?
We are a little bit like that. We're certainly leading the way on rooftop solar. We're up to nearly 40% of households having rooftop solar, which is as close to anywhere in the world. I think only Adelaide is up there as well. But around the world, in California, there's some, but they never get past 20%. And there's a lot of renewable energy going into big projects, but the small projects, right where you use the energy, that's a big thing in Western Australia. And Horizon Power doing amazing things all through the regions in the rural areas, making them net zero with very cheap and effective solar batteries and backup material that is all helping them to have a much better and cheaper form of power than the old diesel systems, which were very expensive and dangerous and difficult, basically. So we're getting quite a bit of innovation that's happening out there in the application. We're still buying all the stuff to bring it here, but perhaps some of those industries in Kwinana will convert to making these solar and batteries and all of the smart systems that are needed to integrate it.
With people like yourself, Peter, telling us constantly for so many years now that we have to take these issues very seriously, which is obvious, I'm just wondering, you know, we are here in Australia now, I'm hoping, this is what I'm asking, other countries around the world, I mean, they're nowhere near catching up, are they, in overpopulated countries? What's happening?
Well, there are some that are doing very fast change, and China and India are certainly not drawing back and trying to hide from it. China is you go to the big cities in China now, as I did last year, Shanghai, Beijing and so on. You walk around, you can hardly hear traffic.
Really?
The dominant thing are electric vehicles, electric bikes, electric buses and electric trains.
Gosh.
And even electric trackless trams. All of them are so quiet and so much more effective.
Yeah.
So you can now see the sky in Beijing. It used to be terrible, that smog.
Yeah,
well, they've closed down a lot of industries that were causing the problem, and they've electrified all their transport. It is just enormous, that transition that's occurred. They now have more than half of the world's renewable energy is in China.
Mm.
It is spreading so rapidly right across the country. So they're not the laggard by any means, and there's a lot of mythology around about all these coal-fired power stations they're building. Well, that's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They stopped building them, and some of them they never even opened because the solar
took over.
Projects were so much bigger and better. So there are places that are doing well. And in fact, right through Asia, there's quite a lot happening. Places like Vietnam and Thailand, they're all, because anywhere there's growth, they get their money if it's net zero, and they put it in and they find it's better.
That is so good. That is very encouraging. Because, you know, we've seen so many countries with so much pollution. Like you were saying, China used to be the case. I guess, you know, places like India, there's a lot of pollution going up into the sky as well. So how do we sort of encourage these countries to start to think differently? Or are they already?
Well, I think you'll find that they will be looking to us and saying, you guys catch up a bit, please. Stop crowing and saying, we're all dirty. No, we've cleaned up.
Good. Let's hope.
There's a bit of that going on now. Look, India's still got some bad pollution in Delhi and places like that. But there are parts of India that are starting to show the changes as well. And I don't think they're going to be far behind China. They're now seeing that as the main competitor. They're not looking to Europe, America or Australia to say, we want to be like them. They're actually getting very wealthy and very much cleaner because they're adopting this approach to net zero a lot quicker than a lot of other parts of the world. I think America and Europe could learn from them too.
Well, let's hope so. We've all got to work together on this, Peter, and you're the one that keeps us going. Thank you so, so much. That's very, very encouraging.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. See you next time. Bye-bye for now. Yeah, how about that, eh? Hopefully more job opportunities for people as well, but not before time, that is for sure.